This Sunday, CBS presents a telemovie called David's Mother, which Bob Randall adapted from his play of the same name. It's about a woman whose devotion to her teenaged autistic son borders on the obsessive. And it stars Kirstie Alley, formerly of Cheers, in the title role. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
You might not expect much out of a movie starring Kirstie Alley, especially if you've seen stuff like Look Who's Talking. But if you watch her play Sally in David's Mother on Sunday, chances are you'll be talking about her and the telemovie the next morning. What she does, what the whole movie does, is special. Every performance in David's Mother, every scene, almost every line, feels real. Sometimes too real. Even its sense of humor is raw. One of the ways Sally deals with her son's condition is to joke about it, to him, to herself, and to the few people who enter their lives. Her jokes are funny, but sometimes you'll be laughing in spite of yourself because they aren't exactly politically correct. Here she is introducing her son to a gentleman caller, played beautifully by Sam Waterston.
John, I want you to meet my son. This is David, the one you've heard so much about. Come on, David, be polite, shake hands. John is speechless. He didn't think you were so handsome, probably.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't sweat it. You know, most people don't expect David to be so handsome. How about Pinocchio, honey? You haven't seen that in a couple of days. Ow, don't bite. He loves Pinocchio. Up to the part where the boys turn into donkeys. And then that is just a little too close to home, you know what I mean?
Sally uses the same sense of humor when dealing with her sister Bee, played by Stockard Channing.
I got a letter from Susan.
Susan who?
Susan, your daughter, Susan. She's pregnant.
What?
Oh,
she's only 18.
She's 19.
Already? Did she happen to mention whether or not she's married?
She's getting married in a few weeks.
I like that. First things first.
Why don't you call her?
Nah. I call her, she'll probably miscarry.
David's mother slides in and out of flashbacks, showing how Sally and David became so interdependent over the years. We see Chris Sarandon as David's father, eventually driven away by his wife's constant attention to their autistic son. In the past, we see Sally fighting with her daughter, husband, and sister. In the present, we see her alone with David, joking, as always, but clearly not very happy. Michael Gourgian plays David as a 16-year-old.
Come on, sweetie, kids tell jokes all the time. You know this joke? Why did the moron tiptoe past the medicine cabinet? Because he didn't want to wake up the sleeping pills. Oh, come on, sweetie, tell me a joke. David. Out of all the kids in the whole world, you ought to know a few moron jokes. Tell me a joke, David.
Stockard Channing and Sam Waterston, as the loved ones who pull Sally out of her self-imposed isolation, are just wonderful. You don't see characters or acting this credible on TV, or anywhere else, that often. And Kirstie Alley, at the center of almost every scene, delivers the performance of her career.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.